Reportedly, Base SaaS holds a market share of approximately 17.8%. So, choosing to advance your career in Base SaaS programming could indeed be a promising option, especially if it continues to maintain its market share or grow further. Proficiency in Base SaaS can open doors to opportunities in data analysis, business intelligence, and related fields. To help you build a career in this thriving field, we have compiled a list of commonly asked SaaS interview questions. Question 1. What is SaaS? Answer: A SaaS, statistical analysis system, is a software suite used for advanced analytics, business intelligence, and data management. It allows users to perform various tasks such as data manipulation, statistical analysis, and reporting. Question 2. What are the different components of SaaS? Answer: SaaS consists of several components, including Base SaaS, SaaS/Stat, SaaS/Graph, SaaS/SQL, SaaS/Access, and more. These components cater to different tasks like data management, statistical analysis, graphics, SQL querying, and database access. Question 3. How do you read and write data in SaaS? Answer: In SaaS, the data step is used to read and write data. The in-file statement is used for reading data from external files, while the output statement is used to create new SaaS datasets. Question 4. What is the difference between input and informat in SaaS? Answer: The input statement is used in a data step to specify the variables to read from an external file, while the informat statement is used to inform SaaS about the data type and format of the input variables. Question 5. Explain the difference between keep and drop statements in SaaS. Answer: The keep statement is used to specify variables that you want to retain in a dataset, while the drop statement is used to specify variables that you want to exclude from a dataset. Question 6. How do you combine datasets in SaaS? Answer: Datasets can be combined using the merge statement or the data step with appropriate logic. The merge statement is used for combining datasets by matching a common variable, while the data step can be used with set statements and conditions to combine datasets. Question 7. What is the purpose of the proc sort procedure? Answer: The proc sort procedure in SaaS is used to sort datasets based on one or more variables. It rearranges the observations in a dataset in ascending or descending order. Question 8. Explain the use of format and informat in SaaS. Answer: Format is used to control how data is displayed in output, while informat is used to control how data is read from input files. They are used to apply specific formats to variables. Question 9. What is a macro in SaaS? Answer: A macro in SaaS is a piece of code that is defined once and can be invoked multiple times throughout a program. It allows for code reuse, parameterization, and automation of repetitive tasks. Question 10. How do you debug SaaS programs? Answer: SaaS provides various debugging techniques, including using the put statement, run and quit statements to isolate sections of code, and using the Symbolgen and logic system options to display macro variable values and macro processing information. Question 11. What are some common programming errors committed in SaaS? Answer: There are several programming mistakes that are frequently made in SaaS, such as forgetting to add a semicolon, neglecting debugging methods, failing to review logs after program submission, underutilizing the FSView option. Question 12. What is put and input function in SaaS? Answer: In SaaS, both the put and input functions are used for handling data transformations, particularly when working with character and numeric data formats. Here's an explanation of each function. 1. Put function. The put function in SaaS is used to convert numeric values into character strings based on specific formats. It allows you to apply a format to a numeric value and generate a formatted character string. This is often used when you want to create customized labels or reports where numeric values need to be presented in a specific format, such as currency symbols, commas, decimal places, and more. 2. Input function. The input function in SaaS is used to convert character strings into numeric values based on specific formats. It's often used when you have data in a character format that needs to be converted into a numeric format for analysis or calculations. Question 13. Explain what is SAS Informat? Answer. A SAS Informat is a component used in the SAS programming language for data manipulation and analysis. It is used to read, convert, and store data values from external files or datasets into SAS data structures, such as datasets or variables. In other words, an informat helps SAS understand the format of incoming data during the process of reading or importing data. Question 14. What is PROC? Answer. In SAS, Statistical Analysis System, PROC stands for Procedure. It is a fundamental component of SAS software used for performing various data manipulation, analysis, and reporting tasks. Procedures in SAS are predefined sets of instructions that allow you to perform specific tasks, such as data summarization, statistical analysis, data transformation, and more. Each PROC has a specific purpose and functionality, and they are written in the SAS programming language. Question 15. What do you mean by SAS dataset? Answer. A SAS, statistical analysis system, dataset refers to a structured file format used for storing and organizing data within the SAS software environment. A dataset consists of tabular data organized into rows, observations, and columns, variables. Question 16. What is PVD? Answer. PVD stands for Program Data Vector. Within the SAS system, it designates the memory space used for generating datasets sequentially. When a program is executed, an input buffer is established, responsible for reading data values and assigning them to their corresponding variables. Question 17. How can you limit places for the variables using PROC means? Answer. We can limit places for the variables using PROC means using maxdec equals option. Question 18. What is the difference between input and infile? Answer. The main difference input and infile is as follows. Input is used to describe the variables, while infile is used to identify an external file. Question 19. What is the key difference between SAS functions and procedures? Answer. The main difference between SAS functions and procedures lies in how they handle data. Functions in SAS require values to be provided for each observation in the data, whereas procedures anticipate a single variable value for each observation. Question 20. Explain what is the function of the output statement in SAS. Answer. In SAS, the output statement is used within various procedures to create a new dataset that contains specific results, summaries, or customized outputs based on the analysis performed. The primary function of the output statement is to capture and store selected information from the analysis, allowing users to further process or analyze those results. Thank you for listening to our podcast.